Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relief workers say the longest remaining, largest that is, Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of the city of Aleppo has been bombed for the second time in recent days. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying 30 doctors are remaining on scene to treat the 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo. Meantime, in London, several hundred protesters took to the streets, showing their opposition to the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on Aleppo. Esaham is one of the organizers of the protest.
As we are Syrian, we can't bear anymore to see children, they are killed in front of us and keep silence. United Nations is useless. They are killer, they are murderer, they are liar. All the world are liar. They don't do anything at all. Just they pretend they are helping us, but they are rubbish. All the president of the world, they are rubbish.
World Health Organization humanitarian spokesman Rick Brennan says Aleppo health officials have recorded 338 bombing deaths in the last couple of weeks and said the total includes 106 children. Hungarians go to the polls today in what has been called a controversial referendum on the European Union-mandated migrant quotas. Analysts say that if the measure passes with a no vote, it could encourage European political parties who favor hardening policies against refugees. Iranian news reports saying Tehran has built a new aerial attack drone similar to a U.S. drone captured 5 years ago after it entered Iranian airspace from Afghanistan. The report describes the new drone as a homegrown aircraft made by reverse engineering. There's been no official U.S. comment. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned that his country has reached the end game in its decade-long EU membership bid. Speaking to lawmakers at the opening for the parliamentary session, Erdogan said it was time for Brussels to decide whether it wanted Ankara as a full member, adding that Turkey is ready. Erdogan also criticized the U.S. Congress for overriding President Obama's veto of a bill allowing victims of the 9/11 attacks to sue Saudi Arabia. He said the move was unfortunate and he expected it to be reversed as soon as possible. Turkey's relationship with the EU, that is, the United States, been strained in the wake of the July 15th failed coup attempt. Pope Francis held an open-air mass in Georgia as he continues a peace mission to the Caucasus, which is torn between Russia and the West. This man lives in Tbilisi. He attended the Mass. And he said, for the Christian world and others, the visit of the Pope is very significant because he's not only the leader of the Catholic Church, but urges peace around the world. Pope Francis, who arrived in Georgia on Friday, wants to use his visit to improve ties with the Georgian Orthodox Church. Pakistani military says Pakistan and India exchanged fresh fire across the Kashmir border. Lieutenant General Asim Salim Bajwa, the Pakistani military spokesperson, talks about the line of control or LOC violations.
I am telling you that yes, they did fire across the LOC and they violated LOC and ceasefire agreement. But there has been absolutely no physical violence of LOC. No crossover, no action beyond LOC. This is an absolute white lie, unfounded story which has been concocted by them.
Indian officials said there was no damage as tensions rise between the nuclear-armed rivals. U.S. Supreme Court begins a new term on Monday for the first time in 25 years. Only 8 of the 9 seats are filled. The court has been ideologically split between liberals and conservatives since the death in February of conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, leaving several important cases without hope of resolution until a new justice is appointed and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. President Obama's nominee for the empty slot, Judge Merrick Garland, has not been confirmed, Senate Republicans saying they will wait until the next president is elected to consider any candidates. More on that story and the rest of the hour's news can be found on our website at voanews.com. We also have available to you the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.